Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Good.
All right, here we go. Happy Monday of Holy Week.
Yeah.
This is the moment. And I felt like yesterday in service, we were able to really have such a great time of celebration and excitement. And a lot of people came through our doors this past weekend. So I think it's any indication of Easter. We're really looking forward to a great Easter week and Easter weekend that's ahead of us. So, just glad to have you guys with us. I know Pastor Les, you were preaching live in Woodbridge, and Pastor Bobby, you got a word here in Scotch Plains. Yeah. Pastor Nancy was also sharing with our deaf community as well, our deaf location. So it was an awesome, awesome day all around. So how you guys doing?
Doing good. Yesterday we had such an incredible Sunday. Definitely saw a lot of new people, new faces come to both our 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock services, and people were pressed in and just they were definitely hungry. So I definitely see a growing anticipation towards Easter Sunday.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep. Yeah, I mean it was really full here on Sunday, and it was really exciting to just be a part of the services and everything that happened here. So it was just really exciting for me overall.
Awesome. Yeah, good. I like these Sundays where I could just kind of sit back and just watch the ministry happen and be a part of different aspects of it. And so, heart was really full yesterday. And I know it was also a full day. And this was Jude, your son, your second born.
Yeah.
He had his birthday. I know my kids were there and they were having fun jumping at a trampoline place. So how was that?
Nothing like getting kids 2 hours of just jumping just to burn a ton of energy and... And then they're ready to crash when they're home. So
I was hoping that would be the case. Yes. Josiah was still still wired at the end of the day. So I'm like, what happened, man? Did you not go to the trampoline park?
There's not enough pizza.
Not enough pizza, I guess. That might have been the issue. No, they had a great time. So man. Hope it was a lot of fun along the way. We're bringing this series to kind of an end. So I'm excited today just to talk a bit about this past message, but then maybe us just to pull the curtain back a little and think about the whole series as a whole.
Yeah.
And then maybe talk about where we're going. So I think this is going to be a great episode for us to really just bring things to a close. I would say this is one of my all-time series like this for me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I really loved this Mosaic series as a whole. So I'm just excited about it. And we ended with it just on a great note. So risen Savior.
Yes.
One of the things that I think was really powerful that came to us while we were preparing this final message of the series was found when we were picking the passage and we were looking at Matthew chapter 21 and the story of the triumphal entry and Jesus entering into Jerusalem on the donkey. But when we started to look at the totality of the chapter, we started to see all the pictures that we've been talking about for the whole series coming into focus. Mm-hmm. And so I think for me, that was a big kind of takeaway in that end. How did you guys kind of process that as you were seeing some of those ideas come together?
It was really incredible just to, you start in the beginning and then you start seeing every one of these pictures just kind of coming together. And that was just, that was really eye-opening in some sense, but it was really nice to get to the end of this journey and be like, hey, we can point to him being God with us. We can point to him being the King of Kings. We can be pointing to him being the Redeemer and the suffering servant all in this one kind of passage. And then just see how Jesus is providing this really clear and perfect picture of his identity for us. And so that was really fun to walk through that with everybody.
Yeah. I was just... sharing with the Woodbridge congregation that there's an aspect of Jesus, there's multiple aspects of Jesus shared in this one chapter, and I challenged them, hey, go home and read this, and I want our people to be diving into God's word. What is interesting in this chapter is that there were some people that were looking at Jesus and say, oh, this is a prophet, and then there were people that were hearing this idea of him being a prophet, and they were rejecting him. So there were some people accepting him as a prophet and some people rejecting him as a prophet and so on. So we actually see both these sentiments, such a wrestling match within this one chapter.
Yeah, I think the really challenging portion of this passage is all these incomplete pictures that everybody has about Jesus in the midst of this. And for me, the most phenomenal one is that the disciples don't get it whatsoever. I mean, Matthew literally goes back and says, just let me make it clear, this has happened to fulfill what was written in the prophet because we all missed it. And then here's the even crazy thing. So Jesus rises from the dead in Luke 24, and we didn't get to get into any of this, but Jesus rises from the dead in Luke 24. Two of the disciples, Cleopas and this unnamed disciple, are walking. And then literally they're like, well, we hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And then Jesus is like, listen, you who are foolish of heart and slow to believe, didn't the Messiah first have to suffer and die? And then he would be victorious. And then he walks them through the entire scriptures to show them this. And then after the resurrection, Jesus is about to ascend into heaven. And then his disciples are like, hold on one second. We got one more question for you right before you leave, right? Here's what it is. Is it at this time you're going to redeem the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus is just like, no, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll receive power and you'll be my witnesses. Like, they just continually missed it throughout the whole journey because they were constantly working with this incomplete picture. And it's only the work of the Holy Spirit in their life after his glorification, after the Spirit comes into them, that they're able to understand these things like I talked about in John 12:16, where it just says it was only after Jesus was glorified that they were like, oh my gosh, now this makes so much sense.
Yeah, I think that the people were longing for a warrior.
Yeah.
And Jesus was trying to raise up witnesses. He was trying to raise up people that would see, be full of his Spirit, and would share and testify to the power of his kingdom that was bringing a brand new reality into the world. And so, so it's powerful. And I think just to trace that idea that no one had a clear picture of it. And in Scotch Plains, I know, Pastor Bobby, you utilized an illustration, a little different than the one that you utilized, which we'll talk about in a few moments, Pastor Les. But you really kind of leaned into the idea of a puzzle and how you and Christina like puzzles. And and how they had this, they were trying to focus on each piece, but they didn't have the whole picture. Yeah. And I'd kind of said it to you, and I've been thinking about it ever since this message, that what would it look like if we had a puzzle, and I had two puzzles and the boxes were relatively the same size, and I were to take the lid from the one puzzle and put it on the other one and flip them. You'd have people that are now looking, and they keep holding up the piece, and they're like, where does this fit? And they're trying to fit it. That's the problem of what happened with Jesus and those that were around him. Yeah. They all had different pictures they were looking at, and they kept holding up these experiences, and they're like, that doesn't match. It's not that it doesn't match what God is showing. It doesn't match what they're expecting, the picture that they already have in their mind. And so I just thought a puzzle was a really great way to kind of help us think about that, because I think that everyone was trying to get Jesus to fit into their picture, and it wasn't about that. It was a bigger picture that he was trying to reveal, and they didn't have eyes to see it. They didn't have ears to hear it, and they didn't have hearts that could understand, or the story would have ended maybe differently for some of them, having more trust and faith in the Lord. So I love the puzzle side of it. How did that kind of come into focus for you from the idea of it really becoming a puzzle, the way that you'd illustrate the message?
Yeah, I mean, the puzzle piece came to me early on because I was like, oh, I could play with this whole idea of the mosaic and think about all the different tiles. But then I was thinking about pieces which make up a picture, and I was like, well, that's just a puzzle. And then so I just wanted to really put the idea of a mosaic on the kitchen table, so to speak, and really make it real practical and say, you need all of these individual pieces in order to put together this whole image. And when you only focus on the pieces, you miss the picture.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to wrestle with that tension, because that's exactly what you're having in a mosaic.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, I know that, so we went from puzzle here in Scotch Plains, but Pastor Les in Woodbridge, you actually went and found some mosaic tiles.
Yeah,
everyone that was in Woodbridge, they left with a little token from the message.
Yes,
so talk about that.
Yeah, so everyone left with the mosaic tile. So, but right before I introduced the mosaic tiles, we actually talked about Legos. I don't know if you guys played with Legos, but we actually, so at Jude's birthday party, we gave out little favors of Legos to the kids. Something we talked about Legos, I remind people, if you were a parent, you probably experienced this pain of stepping on a Lego piece in a dimly lit room. And the reason we talked about Legos is I was thinking about this scripture that we're going to be ending on, where Jesus is the cornerstone. Legos are much more of a 3D type of a structure. And talking about how, you could actually have a piece that, without following some of these manuals that come with Lego boxes, you could put the piece that's not supposed to be somewhere else, and you could still make it work, but you're not going to end with the final product. And then we talked about, in a similar way, we're building this picture of Jesus and who he is, and we're building this mosaic together. And therefore, you and I can sometimes get clarity, and we feel like we need to emphasize one aspect of Jesus more than the other, but he is a complete picture, and he is, as a whole, in his entirety, the cornerstone. And we can't miss sight of that. We still have to follow the manual. And so I really push this idea that this is why we need God's word.
That's right.
This is why we need to go back to God's word and to find out what this picture of Jesus is supposed to look like.
Mm. No, I like that a lot. I think it's really about painting that that picture in our own hearts and minds that is being led by the Word, and that's something you lean into as well whenever we're talking inside of Scotch Plains about that. Just what does that really look like for us whenever we think about it? So the message, I'll ask each of you when you're kind of thinking back on the message, starting with you, Pastor Liz, is there anything that you wish you could have gotten into from this Sunday in particular that you just wish you could have pressed a little bit harder or could really just challenge our people to enter into? If you're talking to someone, you're saying, look, I just want you to experience everything that Lord has for you. What would you have said?
Yeah, I think I would maybe elaborate a bit more about how when we're going through a certain situation or a question or a doubt, sometimes we're so tempted to want Jesus to be one thing more than another. Mm. We want him to be perhaps more of a king in a situation, or we want him to be more of a redeemer, mm-hmm. or more of someone that teaches us how to experience suffering in the situation and how to depend on him through it. And I would have perhaps explored that a bit more because I think people need to realize that, yes, he is all those things, but he cannot deny himself. He's going to bring everything to the table, and that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. We can fully trust that that's going to be a great thing for us. Mm-hmm. He is going to help us walk through suffering. He is going to be the King of Kings in that situation. He is going to be what we need in that moment,
that's right.
More.
That's good.
That's good. Okay.
How about for you?
I guess for me, I would have liked to dive just maybe a little bit deeper into the risen Savior concept a tiny bit more. Especially there's this passage in Acts chapter 4 where Peter is proclaiming the gospel to the religious leaders. Mm-hmm. And he literally says this, "Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel." They were just working with such an incomplete picture about Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then he continues on. He says, "For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures where it says the stone which the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under which and under heaven by which we must be saved." And for him, the center of that is that they crucified him and that God raised him from the dead. And so if we don't grasp this pivotal piece of the picture, then we won't have the fullness of the gospel. We can see him as being God with us. Sure, we can see him as being the King of Kings and as the Anointed One. But until we put these two pieces of the puzzle together and fit them well and coherently, we miss the essence of what the gospel is about, that what Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And when we have that picture, when we have those pieces, then we get the full picture of what the gospel's really about.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's powerful. It's really amazing. And that's what the series goal really is that we can get a clearer picture of who Jesus is. And that's been our biggest prayer for everybody that's been taking this journey, is that we pray that our people could see Jesus more clearly on the other side of this. Mm. And I know in Scotch Plains, Pastor Bryce, you're delivering the message and you began to talk about Elizabeth, and just your greatest prayer for her is that she wouldn't just know the Word and wouldn't just grow up in church, but that she would have a revelation of Jesus. Yeah. And I know that that was emotional and powerful. And I also know that, I don't know if you saw between services, she was sitting up on the stairs reading, trying to read. She wasn't reading, but she was looking at the Bible. It was really precious. I think your wife put a picture up on social media that was awesome. But I was like, well, she's trying to read the Word at least, nice and early age. But that revelation is what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. That's
we
really
pray that every person would have a revelation of Jesus, that our children and our children's children and every person, young and old, would just come to see him more clearly, because Jesus changes everything.
Amen.
And he really does. So I wanted to take, a look back and just think about the series as a whole. When we talk about revelation, I feel like I had a few moments where something just really hit. And I was like, wow, that for me was really significant, even in the preparation. So let's kind of like maybe go through and just think about what hit you the most, or what was the most memorable moment or realization from this series. And all of us have been in ministry for a little while, but I felt like we had some aha moments and some really fresh revelations about Jesus, thinking about the series as a whole. So Anyone ready to give your kind of one of your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll jump in. It would be easy for me to go to the King of Kings one just because I had preached that. But actually, I'm going to go to the Anointed one. Okay. When we unpack Jesus being Jubilee and that whole idea of him just coming to rescue us out of Egypt, and that discipleship is about getting Egypt out of us and then really entering into the mm-hmm. freedom that he promises for us. Just for me, I think talking about that whole Jubilee slavery component yeah. and sin and all of that just kind of coming together, really for me, that helped me to see it all fresh again. So it's not that I didn't know all those pieces, but it just helped me to reassemble them a little bit, see the picture a little bit more clearly, and I appreciated that one.
Yeah, so again, that line's worth something. Deliverance gets you out of Egypt. Discipleship gets
yes.
Egypt out of you.
Indeed.
And that idea of, whenever Jesus becomes that freedom for us and that Jubilee, I think the part that some have missed over time is Jesus going into the wilderness for 40 days.
Oh, yeah.
And then that 40 days representing the 40 years, and then yeah. how basically the areas where Israel had failed, Jesus yep. succeeds against the enemy. And so bringing all that together in that message was really... That was something. That was potent.
Yeah, I take all that for granted. And when people see it for the first time, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I take it all for granted. I mean, just like a little aside note, I talked so briefly about the parable of the vineyard on Sunday, and somebody walked up to me. He's like, I've read that parable so many times, and I never had it unpacked. And it's just like something I have inside of me that I didn't even need to give a lot of thought. So I'm like, oh, let me just skim over this. I take it for granted. But when we unpackage that stuff for people, and then it hits that revelation moment for them, it's just like, wow, these incredible moments yeah. that people have when they have the revelation of the truth of God's word. Yeah,
I love it. Pastor, how about for you?
Yeah, for me, I think Suffering Servant stood out because I think it touched on some myths mm-hmm. that people wrestle with. If everything's bad, I must be doing something right. If everything's good, I must be doing something right. There's this and there's all these nuances in between. I think we needed to come back to this idea that we need to ask the question, what Jesus, we need your help to walk through this situation. I think it hit our congregants very deeply. One needing to have a better perspective of suffering and maybe having a healthier perspective of who Jesus is in the middle of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you have the two, you have a better perspective of yourself yeah. in that moment, in the suffering, how to actually respond and react to it. Because an unhealthy reaction is really detrimental to our spiritual walk. And we need to always be positioned and maybe even postured to expect that, hey, God is still good when things are trying, even if we don't know all the nuances around it. And so I think that hit for me the most.
Yeah. I just got a text message before the podcast began from some of the church planners that we support here at Evangel that are in a different part of the country, and they just kind of reached out. God's doing some really cool things among them. That's my perspective, but they're like, pray for us because like we're just going through so much challenge and we're feeling so much anxiety and we're feeling down and so we're going to talk and pray. I don't know all the situations, but it's funny wow. because not funny in a laughable way, but it's ironic in a way because I think sometimes we equate whenever things are going well, we're seeing fruit, that yeah. it means that everything must be great. And no, there are times that kind of behind the scenes, there's some pain and there's some suffering yeah. and we have trouble on how to navigate that with the Lord. And so that's the one thing Jesus said to us, in this world, you will have trouble. You yeah. will have difficulty.
Yeah.
And how we can navigate that with the Lord, knowing that he's with us, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
for me. So when we talk about Suffering Servant and talk about the Anointed One, I mean, I could hit on all of them, but yeah. I felt like the biggest revelation moment for me was God with us, the first message we preached. The awareness of his nearness changes everything.
Yeah.
And that seems like a simplified way of saying it. But what hit me was at the altars that Sunday when I watched all these young people and all these different people coming. I think in our deaf location, 100% of the people present all went to the altar.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like for a people, somehow this revel. We all know about Jesus. We all know about he's God with us. We know he's Emmanuel. But he's not just Emmanuel on Christmas. He's every day.
Yeah.
Wants
yeah.
to be with us. Not just that he came, but he's here. And he desires to meet his people. That became a fresh revelation for people in the way that I feel helps us. And then I think that leads us through the entirety of this passage, is helping us see that, helping us wrestle with it, and just realize what God is doing. So what a series. I'm thankful for it. I'm just excited about the devotional, the different aspects of it, that we've had this podcast, that we've been able to lean into this word. And it's just an exciting, exciting season that we're coming into.
Yeah.
And so we're coming up on something really cool as well, coming out of this series. As excited as I am about where we've been, I'm just as excited about where we're going. And I know we have a lot of new things that are coming up upon us. We got new services that are launching, new service times. We're going to 3 services in Scotch Plains after Easter. We're going to be having our 8:30, 10 o'clock, and 11:30. Pastor Les, you guys are going to be having 2 services.
Yeah, at Woodbridge, we're going to be having at 10 o'clock and 11:30. And I know that our services, we've been running our room at 11 o'clock service. So with our new timings, I'm believing that we're going to have more room to grow.
All right, let's
see. Keep growing.
And if not, we're going to be talking about services or something else, because we're ready to see everything that God has for us as we're going. But Pastor Bright, tell us about where we're going from here. What's the next series that we're kicking off?
Yeah, so the next series is God on Trial, and it's really about that in so many hearts of people, God is on trial, because there are a lot of questions that people are wrestling with and dealing with. And so what we want to do is help you wrestle with some of those questions from the platform and really drive you to a place where you can provide some clarity in the midst of that confusion.
Yeah, so again, we're calling it God on Trial, and I love that idea that in the hearts and minds of people, many people, God is on trial. There are accusations that have been levied against him. How can a loving God really send people to hell? Yeah. How could God really do this? Did he really? And there's all these thoughts and questions. And some of us, if we're honest, when someone says that, we don't always feel like we're very equipped to know how to answer them. Mm-mm. And the Bible says that we should be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have. So I think this series is going to really equip our people to help them lean into the tougher questions. But then I also think there are people that are sitting in the room, if they're honest with themselves, they love the Lord, they're in church, but sometimes those are some of the questions that are even keeping them up at night because they don't know the answer. Yeah. And they love the Lord, and they trust the Lord, but there are moments that they just like kind of wonder or even doubt about those. And guess what? Our God is big enough for our questions, and the Lord can stand for himself. He's not the Wizard of Oz that he's hiding behind some curtain pulling levers. And don't look too closely because it's all going to unravel. Yeah. I think as we lean in and as we really come to God's word about these tough questions— we're going to see the power of how God's word and his truth and who he is stands and speaks for itself. And I'm just looking forward to that. So kicking off with Easter and talking about the resurrection and talking about the proof that Jesus has risen from the grave. It's going to be awesome. So I'm excited. Anything you're looking forward to from that series, Pastor Les?
Oh, I know that we're going to be finding a lot of people who are coming through our doors and maybe their walk with Jesus is not deep, and they're realizing, well, I really need the Lord. I need to grow in my walk with Jesus. And I hope they dive into that next season because it's going to answer a lot of questions, and I hope it gives them the right bedrock upon which to build a solid foundation of faith.
Yeah. How about you, Pastor Bobby?
I think some of the questions that we're going to be wrestling with are the questions that I have had at kitchen tables and coffee at Starbucks or whatever, where people are like, I don't know about this. This doesn't square the circle for me. And I think it's going to be a great time of exploration and really helping people to address those things that maybe they're uncomfortable to address with somebody else, but in a more public setting, but in a private moment, they're willing to ask you. And so here we get to bring some of those things to the forefront and give people permission to say, hey, these are valid questions. You can wrestle with these. And here, let's help you frame that rather than you trying to just figure it all out in the dark through yourself.
Yeah, I love it. And it's going to be great. With the podcast, we're going to be able to actually do some really fun things on the side of this.
Yes.
So we're normally right now kind of going back into the message from the particular week, but going forward into this next season, we're excited because we're going to be able to engage in some of the questions we won't even be able to speak about on a Sunday. So for those that are leaning into the podcast, we're going to have fresh content that's going to lean in some areas that weren't able to make it into one of the Sunday morning messages. I know that we have up on docket one author that's going to be with us that used to be a professor of mine that wrote an incredible book that he's going to be able to have a conversation with us. So people just got to get ready because it's going to be an awesome time to dig deeper, to continue to strengthen our faith and kind of move forward and all that God has for us.
Yeah, amen.
That's
good. Awesome. Hey, guys,
yep.
I think this was a good conversation, and I'm excited for where we're heading from here.
Amen.
Looking forward to this Easter week and just seeing many, many more people come to know Jesus.
Amen. God's going to move.
Awesome. Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm.